If you insist, Ignatius said, pouting. Although I am rather hungry, and you have, after all, just sold a memento of my childhood for 30 pieces of silver, so to speak.
They continued their little pattern of steps along the wet flagstones of Bourbon Street. On St. Anne they found the old Plymouth easily. Its high roof stood above all the other cars, its best feature. The Plymouth was always easy to find in supermarket parking lots. Mrs. Riley climbed the curb twice, trying to force the car out of the parking place, and left the impression of a 1946 Plymouth bumper in the hood of the Volkswagen in the rear.
My nerves,
Ignatius said. He was slumped down in the seat so that just the top of his green hunting cap appeared in the window, looking like the tip of a promising watermelon. From the rear, where he always sat, having read somewhere that the seat next to the driver was the most dangerous, he watched his mother's wild and inexpert shifting with disapproval.
I suspect that you have effectively demolished the small car that someone innocently parked behind this bus. You had better succeed in getting out of this spot before its owner happens along.
Shut up, Ignatius. You're making me nervous,
Mrs. Riley said, looking at the hunting cap in the rearview mirror. Ignatius got up on the seat and looked out of the rear window.
That car is a total wreck. Your driver's license, if you do indeed have one, will doubtlessly be revoked. I certainly wouldn't blame them.
Lay down there and take a nap,
his mother said as the car jerked back again.
Do you think that I could sleep now? I'm afraid for my life. Are you sure that you're turning the wheel the right way?
Suddenly, the car leaped out of the parking spot and skidded across the wet street into a post supporting a wrought iron balcony. The post fell away to one side, and the Plymouth crunched against the building.
Oh, my God!
Ignatius screamed from the rear.
What have you done now?
Call a priest!
I don't think that we're injured, Mother. However, you have just ruined my stomach for the next few days.
Ignatius rolled down one of the rear windows and studied the fender that was pressed against the wall.
We shall need a new headlight on this side, I imagine.
What are we gonna do?